Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
As a veteran, I live with health impacts from my service. VA gives me exceptional care and helped me gain the best quality of life.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Now the details. The Economist Intelligence Unit is predicting a persistent rise in the value of the US dollar as the American greenback remains close to an all-time high in real effective terms. However, the city has so far this week recorded some marginal gains against the American greenback. More in this report.
According to the Economist Intelligence Unit, the remarkable resilience of the greenback is a reflection on the strength of the U.S. economy, which has defied high interest rates and market predictions. Again, a high U.S. policy rate and more recently, investor repositioning in anticipation of a later start to U.S. monetary easing have provided a large degree of support for the currency. However, the dollar has rarely been so strong relative to interest rate differentials, suggesting that other factors are playing a significant rule. Meanwhile, the city has recorded some gains this week as corporate demand for the dollar eases while the Bank of Ghana's intervention improves. So far, the city has gained about 0.41% to the US dollar. It is presently selling at 14 cities 90 pesos to one American greenback at the Forex bureaus.
A business desk report. Goyal PLC Assets General Meeting has kept its dividend to shareholders at 0.056 pesos per share for the 2023 financial year. This will amount to 22 million cedis. The company recorded a dip in profit after tax of 54.7 million cedis, which represents 55% fall. Board Chairman of the company, Reginald Daniel Lai, explained that the adoption of sound financial operating and marketing strategies enabled the company, I beg your pardon, to post the result.
The modest current earnings per share, EPS, of 0.14 Ghana cedis showcase our resilience and ability to generate returns for shareholders even in extremely difficult times. I would like to take this opportunity to express my profound appreciation for your steadfast support and confidence in your company. Your shareholding is highly valued and cherished. Therefore, despite the challenges we face, the board has made the decision to maintain and recommend a dividend payment of 0.56 per share, reflecting our commitment to shareholder value and our optimism for the future of your company.
Reginald Daniel Lai is the board chairman of Goyal PLC, and we want to stay more on annual general meetings because shareholders of Ecobank Transnational Incorporated will not enjoy any dividend for 2023. This is despite the record revenue posted last year and profit before tax reaching in half a billion. George Yafe has more from Lome, Togo, where the bank is holding its annual general meeting.
Ecobank Transnational Incorporated, the parent company for Ecobank Ghana, had gone through a similar path in the past due to some challenging financial results at that time. However, it resumed payment of dividend from 2021. Therefore, it was the expectation of shareholders that following that record performance for last year, there will be a short of dividend payment for 2023. But speaking at the bank's annual general meeting in Lome, Togo, Group Managing Director Jeremy Awori noted that the action was needed to help recapitalize some of their subsidiaries, including Ecobank Ghana. He also noted that there were even circumstances where, as part of regulatory requirements, their subsidiaries were not allowed to pay dividend, which indirectly impacted on the group's earnings. Bank also justified the decision to go this way because it wants to grow its revenue to levels and returns that will be about the cost of capital on the open market. However, this decision didn't go down well with some shareholders at the annual meetings. We are not convinced by this justification.
George Wiafe with that report from Lome, Togo. Back home in Ghana, Absa Bank is making progress with initiatives to enhance environmental sustainability and promote the UN Sustainable Development Goals across the country. According to the bank, this is part of its corporate social responsibility to support the community where it operates. Speaking to journalists after leading a volunteerism campaign to plant 200 coconut trees at the Botiano Beach, Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs, Nana Isofua Tamaklo, disclosed that the bank is embarking on many initiatives to commemorate the World Earth Day.
Extremely strategic for us. And you know, with sustainability, there are various aspects of it, how we do business as a bank, and then also other sustainability elements which are very key for protecting our environment. Waste management is one of them, environmental protection is one of them, and many other sustainability initiatives.
Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at Absa Bank, Nana Isofua Tamaklo, speaking there. Now, Senior Manager Risk Advisory at Deloitte Ghana, Nina Corley, is urging businesses to leverage artificial intelligence tools in order to maintain their operations. According to her, this is imperative for businesses to seek alternatives in order to avert risks and be able to streamline their processes. She spoke on Masterclass here on Joy FM.
Once you have taken your security as a heart of your business, you'll be able to embark on new innovation. And you'll be also able to improve your processes or your operation, because we see now that there's new tool like AI or automation. So by taking those tools, you'll be able to streamline your processes.
Nina Corley is the Senior Manager Risk Advisory at Deloitte Ghana. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The month of June is designated as World Food Safety Month. Today's episode of Food Chain explores the role of Veterinary Services Directorate of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture in ensuring food safety and protecting public health.
June 7 is earmarked as World Food Safety Day. World Food Safety Day aims to draw attention and inspire action to help prevent, detect, and manage foodborne risks, contributing to food security, human health, economic prosperity, agriculture, market access, tourism, and sustainable development. This year, the Veterinary Services Directorate of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture is highlighting the importance of animal health in the food supply chain. I bet you barely thought of the importance of protein or animal health in your diet, but here is Deputy Head of Veterinary Services Directorate, Dr. Benjamin Kisisasu, explaining why the well-being of animals is crucial in food safety.
There's a need put in the right procedure. What kind of breed are they taking into consideration of rearing? What kind of food are they giving? Let's not forget, the type of food that we give to the animal is what will make their body, their flesh, which will be food for us in the long run. Things like cabbage. I know sometimes when people get to here in Europe, pigs being kept in air-conditioned areas and the type of food, we get amazed. It's because they realize the importance of food being served on their table. For veterinary services, it's more important because we deal with farmers in this food value chain. So what do? We try to train these farmers. And currently there's an initiative called Farmer Food School, which occurred in Bono region, Western region, trying to take farmers through the best practices to apply their farm.
Did you know that whatever medicine animals take could affect human consumption? Well, Dr. Sasso explained why some medications humans take do not work because of residues deposited in the protein we consume.
So many a time, we forget that the drugs that we take, the same drugs that the animals take, just that they are in different forms and other additives are added. The penicillin that we take, they are also taking penicillin. So when we talk about food being safe in the animal production area, we look at the food that is not bringing any disease after consumption. Even the preparation, you don't get issue of infection. And two, you're not picking any residue. The sad thing about chemicals or toxins that are found in this product is that sometimes they don't manifest immediately. They may be long-term effects. So we realize that we are seeing people now having issues with kidney failure and liver because these are toxins that we're getting from food.
For the sake of public health, Emmanuel Ishan of Epidemiology Unit at the Veterinary Services Directorate assured that the directorate intercepts all forms of hints that prove that the protein may be contaminated and affect public health.
Now, before you bring in any animal products, so I talked about food animals. Animals that we eat are food animals. We are a part of the World Organization of Animal Health, just like WHO. We have an institution for animal health. It's called the World Organization for WHO. And we are a member. And so across the world, everything that happens in terms of disease on animals, the members receive alert. So if you are bringing a product, a poultry product, you want to know whether it is salmonella free, whether it is AI, even influenza free, that country. If it is not, we will not allow you to bring it from there.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.